What is going on, folks? This is Carl from Glitterally. Today, we have Rabab on my right. On my left, Cameron, as has always been. So, Rabab, how's everything?
Yeah, you... I mean, being sick is not fun, I guess.
Oh, we're getting there. Yeah. Canada versus US?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Nice segue. So, Rabab, you said that you, like, you've been listening.
Oh, yeah.
Educating yourself.
On
what's going on.
Yeah.
Please explain. About the U.S. Trump won, by the way.
I mean, Trump won.
Trump won.
Which is, like, I guess.
He successfully kept two women out of office.
Yeah. Which is
the ongoing meme.
I'm trying not to take it personal, but I am, you know, like.
The first woman president
ever. For the womankind, bro.
I know.
It was a possibility both times.
Yeah, which I get it, like, because based on what I heard from, like, I mean, I don't know, I heard both people, you know, I heard Trump and I heard Kamala, but based on, like, Joe Rogan and how much he talks about the elections, because I listen to him a lot, like, to them, Trump winning is good, you know, it's because, like...
But they're also rich, though.
Yes, and that's what I'm thinking, they're kind of, like, want him to win, because they're rich and that helps their case, you know? And they're also...
Yeah.
Did you mention about the tariffs going up like 10% or something?
The what?
Oh, shit. Tariffs.
Like he's implementing tariffs.
What's that?
It's like a percentage. So like any goods that are like transferred to the U.S., there's a 10% on it.
Oh.
There's like 10% cost on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm roughly explaining this.
Yeah.
So like Canada, we share goods with the U.S. like religiously. Like it's...
Yeah,
a partnership. Mm-hmm. We transport a lot, so all the stuff that we transport over there will be a 10% increase on cost. So there's a worry that like our economy is gonna go down over the next 4 years or next 2 years. So we'll see how that
Which goes. Is not good because we're also stopping immigration and stuff like that. So
yeah, so this is just interesting time.
I know, like. That's what I heard from, like, based on what they're talking, that the Democrats are, like, just bringing immigrants to the states, like, way too many immigrants to the point where, like, they're just bringing them there to, like, vote for them, you know? Mm. And they're, like, suddenly they're, like, oh, wow, what? Like, you know, like, there's Democrats in this country, everyone wants Democrats. I don't know, like, that's what they're claiming in the
vote. But immigrants can't vote, though.
But
only
once
citizens, right?
Once like they're making them become citizens so fast. Like even Joe Biden was like going on talks saying, "Oh, we're gonna make them citizens as much like as soon as possible," you know.
Damn.
So they're claiming that they're doing that on purpose because apparently, like most of California is now like immigrants, you know, people that are not American originally, you know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I have no comment on that because I am myself an immigrant, you know. So like, I would never want people to stop immigrating, you know, but that's what they're saying. And also Kamala is their party, at least.
Yeah.
They're stopping like freedom of speech on Twitter and like on these apps and kind of like most of the media is promoting Kamala more than promoting Trump, and they're just putting Trump down, you know. But I mean, he's also offensive, like he's also rude.
No, interesting enough, him going on those podcasts helped him significantly.
Yeah,
was good PR.
I know
his PR team was crazy.
Like Kamala should have went on as well.
Yeah,
his candidacy. He went to a McDonald's, bro.
I know.
A day.
I saw that. That's crazy. Bro. I saw that. Yeah. Yeah.
Bitch, where's my JBC?
Flip burgers. Put the fries in the bag.
We're not advocating for either side.
Yeah,
we're just,
same.
We're self-examining.
I could care less. But yeah. At the same time, him winning like changes the lives of a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Like LGBTQ community.
There's a story of like. There was an immigrant family that like voted for, they're like Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But then the neighbors that were Caucasian American called ICE on them and then got them deported.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Why did they call on them? What did they
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. This is a loose story that I read.
Obviously not
enough. Okay, but there's something along the lines where it backfired.
As a girl, I want to know like the drama
the
went behind it.
And as a dumbass male, we're just like, red line, cool. Good
me
enough.
Too. Like sometimes I feel like maybe sometimes Trump makes sense in some things, but people start being like, "Oh, you're an immigrant. How come you? I mean, I'm a Canadian now, but I was an immigrant. How come you say this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but like, I get it. Like, both parties are right in some things, are wrong in some things.
You can advocate for both sides.
Yeah, like,
but it's
very subjective.
Did they overturn Roe v. Wade?
Who?
Do you guys know what Roe v. Wade is?
You're more knowledgeable, I guess.
I loosely know it. It's a legislation or
did they overturn it's a it?
Bill for
yeah, that gives abortion like rights. Women give them rights to abort.
Yeah.
Oh, Roe okay.
v. So yeah. So
was it? It was overturned.
I think Trump was very for it, right?
Yeah, yeah. To overturn it.
What does that mean?
Or something, I can't remember. Something like it's been overturned or it's in the process of being overturned.
Meaning it's
Roe v. Wade, yeah.
They're
not allowed anymore.
Yeah.
Like women are not allowed to abort.
I mean, that's the thing. That's what Camilla mainly went. She went on Call Her Daddy, you know, like for.
Nice.
For like 45 minutes interview.
She advocated for. Yeah. Obviously, like.
And she was mainly talking about pro-life. Women's rights, which is like, that's the main part why I wanted Camilla to win, because she seems like she cares about women, you know, like
she's a woman.
And which is she's a woman, you know, and like why like even Trump himself, like this thing is like so sensitive, you know, why do you think that women should not have the freedom over their bodies? Like it's just weird. Yeah.
Dude,
like that alone would make me never vote for
there's
her.
There's so like, many people like just on Twitter, I would say, I guess X, like they're saying now that Trump's won, they're like, haha, bang, like your body, my choice. That's the new thing. Like as the guys are saying this to women.
But you know what?
That's crazy.
That's disturbing. I saw a woman on TikTok saying that they're gonna go celibate. They're gonna stop having kids. They're gonna stop getting married.
That would change.
Cause that will stop. That will change something in the country.
This is huge. This is like to all the.
I mean, safe sex.
All the horrible individuals.
Yeah.
Are gonna use this as a. Haha, your body, my choice.
Yeah, because a lot of guys,
I have this over you now.
A lot of guys knock girls out so they can stay with them. So it's happening. It is there.
It happens already. And like now this is just like
it's more.
You think
the system's on my side now. Like to trap you and like fuck over your whole life.
At least.
So I guess like all the safe sex tools will like all the companies they're gonna see an increase.
Yeah, do you think they did it for that purpose? Like maybe
for the money?
Trump has a business for like, I don't know, condoms and stuff. So he wanted to up the business. So it's crazy. It's like,
damn. It's an interesting time in history.
Isn't it like one of the biggest countries in the world and they're still debating stuff that is common sense that like women should have freedom?
That's
like,
crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's scary how. Because people think it's so long ago, but like women couldn't have their own bank account until like the 1970s.
Damn.
The 1970s to me was not that long ago.
Yeah.
I was born in 1999. 5 years later, I was in a world where 30 years ago, my mom couldn't have a bank account without a partner. Like you had to have a husband to have a bank
account. Here in Canada.
Yeah, in the Western side, like in America.
North America.
We're talking about America right
North America,
now. Yeah. Canada, might different dates, but around 1970s, women couldn't have bank accounts unless you had a husband to open that bank account for you.
I mean, that's patriarchy. I saw a lot of things on social media, you know, these like quotes and stuff, like that America, like they keep advocating for women's rights, and yet they never allow a woman to be president, like ever, you know?
It'd be a like, huge thing. First woman president ever?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess about time. Like, Camilla was kind of like a good like person, but they made it seem like even Elon Musk, he went on the last interview like with Joe Rogan and he was like, if you don't vote for Trump now, consider it over. America will be over. I'm like, calm down, dude. It's just you just worry about yourself because now Trump will put him somewhere in the like his assistants. I don't know what he's going to give him something, you know? Yeah. A position. It's like, dude, fuck off.
Of course, like a lot of these billionaires, fine, like
a lot of billionaires are like
a lot of these Trump, billionaires, Trump, yeah, Musk endorsed.
He must have promised them.
Elon's a big Trump guy.
Yeah,
like it's been
the one percenters.
There's a record of it. There's a record of it, like
even though Elon used to be a Democrat, you know.
Yeah,
he himself was an immigrant. Imagine
now he's immigrant. Big Trump guy.
And,
big Trump guy. Which is fine. Everyone can have their sides. But I'm just saying.
What about our elections?
The scope. We had a provincial election.
Yeah, we had a provincial one.
We voted. That's
I voted.
Kind of it.
Yeah.
It's not gonna look.
No one cares about
communicate.
Well, I heard the like drama about Canada. So Trudeau is like the reason why he stopped immigration and stuff is because He kind of, because people are complaining that he just brings people here, all that. So now that he thinks that he's going to lose, he stopped that immigration thing so that people like him again and start voting for him. Yeah.
Damn. That's because, like, every election, there's always just that abrupt change of things, change of pace.
You guys immigrated here.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys' thoughts on this? Because, like, my opinion, I just grew up here. I always just thought, like, if you guys chose Canada as a home, like, you're just as Canadian as me.
Yeah. I really
didn't, like, I was like, oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what makes Canada, Canada, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
We're all about multiculturalism.
Access to so much life and culture because.
Even, like, you barely see white people almost here.
Not a lot,
which is, like, you know. I mean, it's whatever. Cause
some white guy out there is like, that's the problem. That's the problem right there. You need to see us more.
But that, like,
I don't know if this how true this is, but I've heard somewhere that white people are leaving Canada because of all of the immigration stuff. And go to the States? I'm not sure.
Trump. You know what? Good for you. Go leave. Like, no. To be honest, if you don't want to live here, just don't live here. I think any families that choose to live here, yeah, you're Canadian as me.
Yeah.
You're choosing your home.
Me too. I don't have a problem. I just, there's some people that come here. Like, for example, like,
they don't respect traditions.
I came here, like, and I really want to be here, you know, and I really want to do the best that I can, all of these things, you know, even though, like, time go, like, things get, like, not as planned, but at the same time, I want to be here, you know, but some people come here and they just want to sit down, do nothing, and I just want to get paid for doing nothing, you know, and, like, I don't want to learn, I don't want to, like, learn how to even speak English, you know, I just want to stay as I am, you know, it's like,
I get that.
Yeah, it's kinda, don't respect the traditions and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've had a couple of run-ins, like, with those, because honestly, being Canadian, there's obviously that there's responsibilities to that.
Exactly.
You know, like, you gotta be able to just say, hey, you know, like, I respect the Canadian traditions as much as I respect my own culture as well.
Just a little bit. Or they don't like change if they see people that are not like them. They're like, you know, like it's here, you know, it's
It's,
I think it's, we have a obstructed view of it because we live in Vancouver. Vancouver is a lonely, the lower mainland is a lonely place to live.
That's true.
If one thing, if especially if you immigrated here and, like, unfortunately maybe you're alone and you don't have family around, you're gonna gravitate to people you're familiar with,
because
it's less scary,
obviously.
Less, like, you're Filipino, I moved here, my parents are back home, other Filipinos, and you guys have an instant connection. I can talk, where'd you live back home?
Oh god.
Because Vancouver is very lonely and people naturally
Exactly.
Yeah.
Vancouver's lonely. You just naturally go to the people,
you're familiar with. Yeah.
It's scary to, like, go outside of that. And I just want to say,
Especially because I also have a kind of different view about it because I came with my family.
Yeah. And, like, I want to say, as us three, we were in sales. Like, we're conditioned to, like,
be a people
talk
pleasers
to everybody.
Yeah,
like, it's so easy people to please. Us
true
but to, like, the student that, like, is an introvert their whole life growing up, they're like, they don't want to do that.
That's true. But I guess I guess what I see mostly is, like, let's say in school, people, like, mostly, like, most of them are like let's say Asian, like, oh my god, I can't even talk. Let's say, like, most of people in SFU are Chinese or something, you know? So most of the time they just stay together in their own communities, and, like, they don't want to
branch,
like,
out.
Exactly, you know? So it's like that, you know? Or, like, let's say I go apply to a place and, like, everyone there is, like, Indian, you know? And they don't even look at you twice, like, no, we're not gonna hire you, you know? It's stuff like that, you know? Like, we're living in a country where, like, everyone should be together, you know? But sometimes even yourself as an immigrant, you feel like you don't belong, like, you know?
Yeah,
it's especially if you're a minority. Like, Arabs are very few in Vancouver.
We haven't met a lot of Syrians.
So you feel so like, okay, so these people have their own people, and these people have their own people, and Canadians have their own people. Where's my people, you know? Yeah. Like, we're very few here, you know? So, yeah. It's tough.
Even for me, like...
Arabs in Vancouver hit me up, I guess.
Because, like,
we can fight against them. No, just kidding. No, I love everyone. I have friends from all everywhere. I love everyone.
Yeah. Trump, I'm joking.
I'm joking.
Yeah. So like even for me, like I haven't met like a lot of native people here.
Yeah.
Like I haven't really
in the main city.
In the past 5-6 years, I've probably met like 5 or 6 natives. Yeah. And that's why, like, you, every time, yeah, yeah, true.
And it's your own country, right?
But that's a whole other thing. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, like,
I know, right? You let us in.
And
thank you.
You opened the world, and we became.
There's a reason I spilled my beer. I'm fucking screwed here.
And
but like, in the past 5 or 6 years, I probably met like a few. And
that's cap.
That's why I've heard.
Really?
What do you mean, dude?
Like here in Vancouver?
Yes, this is my story, dude. Okay. So like, I can't tell how many times I've been told, "Oh, you're the first native I've ever met."
Oh,
wow! I've been told that a lot. I have a whole bit on this. They've never seen me do stand up, but I have a whole bit on it.
Because you never invite us.
I'm scared. You know, it's one thing to do it in front of strangers, but to do it from people that know me is terrifying.
Really?
It's just I guess I've told you, like, I'll end up performing for you guys, not for the fact that I'm trying to make a joke. But
makes sense, yeah.
Anyways,
but that's crazy though. Like,
yeah, really? Dude, I haven't met like a lot of like the even this year. I've only met one native this year, and it was when we went to Coquitlam.
That's actually very true.
We went to Coquitlam, and that guy sat down, and I was like, "You native?" He's like, yeah. I was like, hey, and I dapped him up. And then that was, and we just chatted, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But that was it. Never, I haven't, and it's November now.
Where all the natives at, bro? Year. Where all the natives at?
Yeah, I'm, I don't know.
Damn.
I love you. Hope you're good. Yeah. I love everybody, man. Hope y'all chilling.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We can't get enough of, Filipinos out here. There's a lot of Filipino communities for sure.
The Filipino community is so joyful.
Very prominent.
Honestly, yeah.
They're
yeah.
so joyful.
Yeah.
Good people.
Yeah.
I mean, no one, like, everyone's been so lovely.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I don't know, they're so easy to talk to. Not in just the way that I came from, you know, Philippines, but they're more relatively easier to talk to than, say, if I was born here, for example, they would be more approachable, like, to talk to, rather than, like, you know, other, like, communities, for example.
True.
Well, I don't know.
I agree.
I just feel that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Filipinos are very... It's just...
I wish there were more Filipinos in SFU. In fact. Please.
I feel like... Yes. Role, sometimes even that's why me. We get, no, like... You know when we have sunny days during wintertime here? Mm-hmm. But it's like Filipinos' energy. He has risen to the sky. Allowed us to enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like... I don't think I've ever met an asshole Filipino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like so. You don't take yourself too serious, you know? You're just like, okay, like you're confident in your own way. Like, but I feel like I don't want to generalize. Each race has...
Every race everything. Has everybody.
Yeah, course, yeah honestly.
Course. I'm sure there's asshole
but
Filipinos
I
out there.
I think sometimes it's like, you know, common in each race. Like, it's like, oh, Filipinos are friendly, you know? Maybe Arabs, we seem intimidating at first, but then once you talk to us, we're like,
yeah, this bitch hated me.
Y'all hated me, bro. You
really?
Yeah,
but we met on a beach, remember?
Yeah, and then you were talking to us until maybe the second time we hung out.
I wasn't talking.
No, you didn't like talk at all. Like, you just like, you just kept to yourself.
But that's kind of that's for Bob, though.
Yeah, that's just a personality. Just
like, I know, but
that's
like,
just her. Yeah. That's her personality.
Yeah.
And everyone has
their
own personality.
I'm just generalizing my Syrian experience through you.
Yeah,
I haven't met a lot of Syrians.
Like, I feel like Arabs. Right? We are proud, you know. Sometimes, so that's why, like, when people see us from far away, like, oh, you know. But then once you know us, we're like, oh, we're chill.
Yeah, I respect it.
I feel like that.
God, I remember we like had a. I think me and my friends, a few of our friends, we came over and we were just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know you that well.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
it where?
Here.
Oh, I had a party in my place, right?
Not like a party. We just like hung out.
Okay.
But like,
party.
I remember trying to ask questions. I was like, damn, this bitch is giving me nothing. I can't work with any of this. I was like, oh, where are you from? You're like, Syria. I was like, okay. That was the end of the story. Yeah. Obviously, she's great.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She's in a podcast. I think it's just, is that a first time thing? Do you do that to other people?
I think.
Like when you meet someone?
No.
Oh, it depends on, it was just us then.
I think it depends on my mood. It just depends on my mood.
Probably in your mood.
Yeah, because if I'm not in the mood, then I'm just very quiet, you know? Yeah. That's all.
How about you, Carl?
Me?
You're approachable.
Yeah.
You're a friend. Like anyone just can come up.
Yeah, I have a very friendly aura.
Hey, don't do anything to him.
I have a very vulnerable aura. That's why. Like.
Yeah, you have an inviting aura. Yeah.
It's maybe too inviting. A little nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like talking to people. I love it. I love it.
I like it only certain times.
Only certain times? Yeah. I don't know.
I think I'm in certain times.
Yeah.
I always used to be a very, like, all the time. I used to be like you, but now I've turned into you.
Yeah.
Wow. Interestingly enough.
Interesting.
I will say, dude, this city has made me a little more mean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, made me way more mean, actually.
Honestly, same.
If I look back who I was when I was outside of living in the city.
I think that's just old age.
No. <Sorry. laughs> Trump. No, that's fucked up, man.
No, I mean, like, as we get old.
No, I feel like in Vancouver, right? It's so hard to make friends because everyone thinks that they're the shit and they already have some friends, or like, even if that, like, they just think that if you want to have a friendship with someone, you need to be something else, out of this world, you know. Why can't you just say hi and talk, you know? Like, it's very, like, based on standards and materialism.
Status.
And, yeah, status.
All that stuff,
It's very, like, that.
It's made me way more mean.
Yeah. And I realize the more mean I am to people, or, like, direct, the more I'm, like, respected and valued more.
It's right.
Wow. Yeah.
It's weird.
When you're too nice, they're like, ha, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's a sad way. But it is what it, I don't know.
Yeah.
I lived here for 6 years now. And
but
it's,
be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone change you. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. And vote.
Vote for me.
Rabab 2028?
Yes. I'm getting these guys out of the podcast. So.
What?
Yeah. Just kidding.
Racism.
What do you mean?
Because we're native.
Hey, cut back
Filipino.
To when she was like, Arabs, hit me up. We'll fight.
Imagine if we do voting for the podcast. No. We're going to get our heart hurt.
What voting? What? Oh, like who's the best?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, we're you're going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Either
we
you
don't
two.
Have
either
the
you
face
two.
Card.
Either you two.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you had to rate your face card out of 10. I'm a solid 5. It could go either way for me.
Solid.
Like, oh, it looks good.
Wait,
or
wait, face rate card?
Face card.
Face card.
Yeah. Ah. Like, oh, yeah, she's got a face card. He's got a face card.
Ah.
Out of 10, what do you rate yourself?
I feel like...
I'm a good 5. Some days it's, oh, shit. Some days it's like, yikes. Good luck, Cameron.
People tell me that I have a good smile, so probably
fuck
like...
yeah.
Probably a 6.
Hey,
okay.
Let's go, Kyle. I like that.
What was that?
Rabab said that. That was like pity, dude.
Aww, what was that?
Aw, he
what
thinks he's cute. Aww.
Damn.
No.
Ouch.
We're talking about status, right? Rabab is just like above us.
I didn't mean it that way. I just felt like men don't get really that much like men don't usually get compliments, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good that you're actually
not,
getting compliments.
Yeah,
you know?
We do that.
Which is bad. We should compliment more men,
right?
I compliment shoes. I'm a big shoe
compliment. I compliment like a lot of the vanity that people wear.
I'm complimenting on the shoes.
Yeah.
Did I see some crazy Air Jordan 4s? Sorry, I heard something in the back. I thought they were coming for us. Segment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're going to do a segment. It's Would You Rather?
Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Rabab Tarasi. How do you feel, by the way, Carl?
Feeling great. Feeling
nice.
great.
Feeling okay, anyways.
Feeling good. okay. Exactly, bro.
Episode released
men
every
don't
Wednesday.
Care about men.
No, episode joking. Released every Wednesday. Rabab, sorry.
Okay. Okay, this is like a nerdy one, but I just went with what I found. Yeah. What would you rather have? Spider-Man's powers or Batman's money?
Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man.
But he has a sad story, you know that?
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
But you just get Spider-Man's powers, though.
Yeah, but like not your whole everything. Family dies, you're alone, but you just have to live as the faceless hero.
Spider-Man?
He's, true.
Yeah, because there's Spider-Man, there's Peter Parker.
Mm.
I would love to be Spider-Man, but you also have to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Peter Parker's life is pretty ass.
True.
Like, he's never rich. He just... Photographer.
Just gets by.
But maybe if you were Spider-Man, you would do better than him.
Hey, so I'm Spider-Man. I got a podcast. Follow me. I'll save you.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, leave a comment. I'll save you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
nah, but I would definitely... Spider-Man for Batman. Sure. As a child.
What was this? What was the second would you rather?
Batman's money.
Batman's money. I'm definitely taking the money. So.
Yeah, could you see? She's like, she's mean. She's like, you want me to save you? You can't do it by yourself?
I mean, I can save people with money.
True.
True.
Okay, right, turn it around on me. I'm the asshole now.
You're isn't right. that crazy? They didn't do a superhero that like is rich. No, like they didn't
like
do,
use the power.
Yeah, that his power is having too much money.
That's kind of Batman, though. That is Batman. He built his own cave.
So he made up his own powers just because he has a lot of money.
legit. That's the lore behind Batman. He's too
rich.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any super strength, nothing.
He invested so much in self-defense and everything else.
He's just very, he's a good fighter and he's just super rich.
Yeah. Impressive.
So that would be Rabab.
That's going to be you.
Okay. Batwoman.
Batgirl.
Yeah.
What about you? You didn't choose.
I chose Spider-Man.
Oh, fuck yeah. Really?
Yeah. With great power. Comes
great
responsibility.
This depression.
With great power comes great depression. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyways,
sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you rather fly a plane with a drunk pilot, or board a train whose conductor took drugs?
Train conductor.
Conductor.
Because in the air.
I hate flying already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't. Is it drunk pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah, drunk.
Yeah, that's a pilot requires so much precision.
Yeah. But also in the planes, there's like...
We don't let people drink and drive.
Autopilot. Like,
so, hey, we'll just put this on until you sober up. Take a shot of water.
And usually there's two pilots that are operating, I think.
But they're both drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would rather take that train too. I don't know who... Why would
inebriation.
Someone ask
that question? The guy on drugs, right? The train guy's on drugs.
What's
put him
worst?
To bed or something.
Yeah.
But imagine the train can never stop.
Then just chill out. Just what are you gonna do?
I feel like there's
okay. This is my home now.
So imagine
because in the airplane, there's so much buttons and like shit that you have to know and do.
Fucked
but
up.
In the train,
there's
just
like just
gonna be like a
throttle.
Lever or something.
Oh, someone can go
stop.
There and
pull the throttle back and press the lever brake.
I think it's simple enough, you know.
Yeah, true.
To stop.
Watch like
hijack the train.
But I feel like when you're drunk, you can still focus a little.
Don't get this woman a license.
I know, right?
Exactly. She's not allowed to drive anything.
Maybe that's why I didn't. Just
fucking accidents happen like that, bro.
I know.
Yeah, that's the thinking. Yeah. That's the thinking.
I don't even have my license.
Oh,
I wonder why.
I see.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
Don't do this at home.
Yeah, don't do this at home.
Don't do it at home,
please.
Okay. Would you rather? But it's like told in a weird way.
You're now
suddenly the main character of a fictional series. Your real life is gone forever. Which genre would you rather the story be? Martial arts action, epic fantasy, situational comedy, superhero comic, detective mystery, sci-fi adventure.
Sci-fi adventure.
Situational comedy.
Yeah, I knew it.
I much mother?
Yeah,
I could just
know,
like
I
live
know,
it there.
I think I would pick detective mystery.
Wow.
Yeah.
That says so much.
So like
about
NCIS
us.
And all those crime CSI shows?
What's CSI? Oh, like solving murder mysteries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Serious all the time.
Like Mindhunter. I don't know if you know that one.
I think I know that one. Yeah. I would rather, because at least
you're not a good detective.
Because I like solving problems.
Sherlock
if I don't
Holmes.
Have a problem. to solve, not yeah. like a bad, not necessarily a bad one, but like something to solve, then I'll not have fun.
You could live like that.
And if I'm in a comedy show, everyone's laughing and I'm like irritated, like
there's always a laugh track in the background.
I was just thinking, like, situation comedy, like each episode is just a new funny story.
I know, but then I'll like get that. Irritated. It will be like you're with clowns, you know, like everywhere, and you're like, you just want to go home True. And close your ears. And
I just want to live in How I Met Your Mother's world.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I just want to do that.
That's a nice good. Vibe.
Just yeah, chilling yeah. in a bar. That's me. I don't do it Honestly, in bars, but
yeah. You know. True.
I feel like it's sci-fi. Oh. Sci-fi is like very.
What movie would you like put that to?
It's very broad too.
Very, very broad.
Yeah. yeah.
You know Tomorrowland, that nope. Disney movie.
Nope.
It's just like very like this Disney movie with George Clooney, and that blonde actress. But basically, in that
Why
world.
Why did you know his name, not her?
Sexism.
Trump.
Okay, we gotta chill. All
right,
Kamala. Yeah. She's the right. I'm the left. Yeah. No. Do you know her name?
I'm an anarchist. What? Yeah.
No, I actually don't.
No, I don't.
Do you know who she's been in? Okay, I'm too on this. Anyways, sorry, you're saying.
You know who she's been in? Oh, like the movies. Okay.
Fuck, get your mind out of the gutter, Mr. Alchemist.
No.
Is there other movies? Just Tomorrowland? That's the only thing in your head?
Tomorrowland is such a vibe to me because like it's very futuristic and like it's a very optimistic way of looking at the future that we'll have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, like it's like everything's like it's free healthcare, advanced healthcare for everybody. And everybody was just like, happy-go-lucky, ah, this is like the dreamland. Instead of having like
the we're depressing all, future that yeah, we think we're going to have.
Yeah, the depressing future with, you know.
It's like okay. a positive one.
Optimistic. Yeah, like a positive, okay.
Finally.
Optimistic one.
I don't know why this does not sound good to me.
I would really? Find, I'd wow. I would be like, something's behind the scenes.
Yeah, I feel like right? there's something not right.
Look, she's or a maybe. Detective yeah, in that story. She's already piecing by piecing it.
Yeah.
But here I am just like watching fucking... a NASA rocket go to Mars, you know?
Yeah, but it would That's, be nice.
You guys
though.
Move That's to nice. Mars?
I would.
Go to Mars? Yeah.
I'm like, out of here.
You guys can't come back.
I'm tired of Vancouver already.
Mind, no.
Yeah.
Make your own Vancouver in Mars.
I know. Do you think Rhubarb it would rain Coover. In Mars?
Could you imagine? Oh, finally, no rain. What the? No!
Imagine. I think we can create rain in Mars, maybe.
Just to reminisce for nostalgia reasons.
Oh my God, imagine. Like we go all to
Mars.
Oh,
I miss rain.
And we start reminiscing on things that we used to do on Earth.
Yeah.
That would be fun. 100%.
That'd be so dope.
I think maybe our generation would go to Mars.
Really? I was thinking maybe right after.
No, I think our generation. We still have long shot to go. True. Right?
Yeah.
In our lifetime, we'd
like,
be.
In our lifetime, yeah.
Yeah, we'd be.
Is that our generation? I'm just trying to think. Like,
I don't even know.
Because it's like a decade. Each decade's a new generation. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer.
I'm joking.
30 years. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. No. Everything's moving so fast.
I wonder what you guys are going to look like when you're 60.
I think I'm going to look good.
Okay.
Or at least have a
what
good
What if
style.
You get, like, Carl's 6'7", by the way. What if you get a growth spurt? When you're 50.
That would be so dope.
And he's like, he's like 6'11".
Yeah.
<She's> like, Carl.
Why are you looking Rabat at me like that, bro?
Disgusting.
Jeez.
Like, you can't
Throughout
be taller.
The episode, Rabat. No, no. Fuck.
No, no. I just know a lot of, like, a
this
lot of.
This is why men commit suicide.
There it is. There's the edgy joke of the night. Good Lord.
But a lot of men like glow up in like a later
yeah,
age.
Yeah, we have a second coming.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
the gray coming. Hair comes in.
But coming.
We're only allowed
two. I read today actually that you know how menopause happens to women around like 40, 45.
Yeah.
Apparently for men, you start having some similar thing, like menopause thing. When you hit 30, it starts. So it goes gradually, it starts like the sperm, I think.
Really?
The sperm
they
thing.
They die off?
Not die off, but kind of like you have maybe less testosterone. You start having a little bit less testosterone.
Oh yeah, it goes down as we get older.
Yeah. Which is, I think, it's because
you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
With, like, at the height of our testosterone and like sexuality,
yeah,
men hit it in our 20s.
Yeah.
But for women hitting their like 30s to 40s.
Yeah.
Like when they're most like feminine. Feel it the most.
Yeah.
But then, but that's right when men start to lose
are our, no longer interested. I don't wanna,
yeah, like.
But I think that happens so that you guys focus on your careers.
Or kids. I think it was kids. Was
so we're
idea.
Like in your face, we're like made hi, biologically hello.
To work, bro.
And you're like, oh, I gotta work, bitch. I gotta work.
I gotta go to work. I'm in my 30s. Oh, fuck.
That's a lie. Yeah. I've seen a lot of men in their 30s that are children. So,
yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not
guys.
Wrong. You're not wrong.
I know I'm only. Trump.
We're not in our 30s, by the way.
I know I'm only one woman in this episode, but I'm making up for like 10 women at the same time.
True.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Shout out to
that. Shout out to the woman.
Yes. Yeah.
Woman power.
Speaking yes. of. Hopefully things go right in the U.S.
I know. Yeah.
Scary times. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But, that don't worry. We'll make it right.
Hopefully. Yeah.
We'll make our phone calls and yeah.
Phone calls?
To who?
The White
the
House?
Janitor at the school down the block? What the? Hey, how you doing, man? That's been a podcast, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sign us out, huh, Kyle?
Okay.
Carlos?
Sorry, I just got touched by my ear. Thank you so much for watching and listening to us. Lovely bunch. Please watch us on our YouTube. Listen to us on our Spotify. We have Apple Podcasts as well. And is that, am I missing anything? Facebook as well too, if you're wow. a boomer. TikTok, if you know you have brain rot. and yeah, much love, y'all.
Give us love.
Yeah. This is me, Carl, signing off.
Episode 49.
Don't be shy. Like the video or...
Yeah, comment.
Oh, yes. Like the video.
Comment. Or follow us.
Damn it.
Comment yeah. Trump or Kamala.
Yes.
Fuck
yeah,
it.
Comment.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Fuck it.
We'll roast you. No, just kidding. No.
For both sides. Yeah, fuck it. Everybody get the smoke.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.